Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the final interview for Cass. I want to talk to you a little bit about what you wrote here about Project Week and how you and your group work to protect the water environment. Was it an island in the Philippines? Yeah. So how did you decide that that's the service that you wanted to do, and what do you feel you gained the most from that experience?
I think we decided to do it because when we look at the island, we were attracted by their like water sports, but because like once tourism becomes more popular, like tourism industry becomes more popular in that region, it's more likely that their water environment is like can be harmed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are a lot of NGOs that focuses on water environment protection, but then we realize how they don't really have like connections or like resources to do like charity work and such. So we decided to go with one organization that we actually contacted several, but they weren't like really responsive, and I think they didn't really like check their emails and stuff, and that kind of showed their organization
or lack of organization.
Yeah, lack of organization.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they were one of the organizations that really replied quickly.
Yeah. So what's a skill that you learned from that experience?
I think logistical skills, because we initially we wanted to actually help them like clean the beach. But that was only the weekends, and we arrived on like Sunday morning, so we couldn't join their beach cleanup. But once we got to the NGO office, they were talking to us about the charity that they wanted to do, but they really didn't know how to plan it, because all the organization in that island was run by the locals who, you know, who didn't really have the opportunity to go to university and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they didn't, you know, like how much profit they can make by selling t-shirt with like $10 and stuff. So we like figured it out. We asked them like how much they want, and then from that we kind of organized, and we also contacted like a local cafe and then asked them if they can do like a discount for the organization so they can make profit for the organization and stuff.
Oh, that's great. So you were actually using, you're an econ student too, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
But you have your humanities.
History and global politics.
Of course. Sometimes I get my students confused. Tell me a little bit about your experience with the tennis team, because I see here that you've said that you learned that hard work always leads to improvement, but haven't you always been a tennis player?
I have, like, for 5 years, I guess, but I haven't really continuously played, like, and because when I was in middle school, I played quite often,
mm-hmm.
but that was more like for fun, that was with my mm-hmm. friends.
Okay.
But now that I got into like the A team and I was going to CSAC, and everyone was telling me like people at CSAC is like much better than other players that we're gonna play in Singapore.
Yeah.
So to prepare for that, like I kind of have to like organize my time much better so that I can like do like practices outside of school. So once I got home, I can like practice and stuff.
Who would you practice with? Did you have a coach outside of school?
I did have a coach, but also I just like did serves myself. So or I knew that I needed like more stamina to do it, so I went for a run, mm-hmm. like those kind of stuff. And it did like I think towards the end of the season, it really like I really like saw the improvement. And it was I was really happy about it, because it was something that I've been struggling to improve on for like 4 years, and I finally got it. So I think like that was because of all the effort that I made.
Absolutely, all the extra time and effort that you put into it. That's great. Two of the other key moments that you've included is the hula dance that you did at National mm-hmm. Stadium, as well as the some of the people that you met at TEDx last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one of those two would you like to discuss? Like, out of those two, what skill do you think you've learned the most that you'll take forward into university?
Into university would be, like, TEDx, because as, like, a global politics student, it really interested me. And that's and his speech really inspired me to do research on LGBTQ community in Singapore. But it's not only about like LGBT rights, but it's also about like human rights, which mm-hmm. although I'm probably going to law for university, I'm interested in like international law and like human rights law.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be an interesting topic. And also, it really fascinated me because the way that government prosecutes LGBTs are so different in other countries, and it really is embedded within their, like, legal system.
Yeah.
So that really fascinated me, and probably want to, like, explore further in university.
Yeah. So you're going to study law?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
There's one more thing that I was going to ask you. So I know you were and now I remember.
You know, you were a new student at the beginning of grade 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it really feels like you've always been here, like you've just fit in so well, not just in mentor class, but into the school community, and the your ability to make friends and join these different activities and all the things that you've done. Out of your experience here, what's the one thing that is your biggest takeaway, like something that you've learned either through CAS or through UWC that you're like, yeah, like I'm glad I made the switch and I'm glad I've learned this?
I think one of, I guess it like links to CAS, but in a way, like the, like my peers, like my friends or like my classmates, I think like the biggest impact that they had on me and like the school had on me is that I was informed, like how like well aware I get, or well informed everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
And not often that, like not a lot of schools and like their students have the ability to like discuss about something like so deep, like so political, or like so philosophical.
Yeah.
Which is something that I think was like the biggest takeaway, because it it not only kind of inspires you to like think deeper and like, you know, be more well aware of whatever's happening in the world, but also it teaches you like how in a way like it prepares for you for university, but at the same time it's, I don't know, I think it encouraged me to like work harder and like keep up with everyone.
Yeah. Or have everyone keep up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Coach. You know, that brings us to the end of the interview. So you can stop the recording.